Hello and welcome. This file is called Mindcage and also known as Perfect Submissive Bliss. This file is a bit special and not my usual file. It's, you probably could call it a self-help file. A lot of submissives have problems with something, sometimes even little things, where their ego tells them they can't do that, where they overthink, where they get into a panic loop, things like that. So this file should help you to really let go, to free yourself from this ego problem, this worries, this doubts you have, maybe the overthinking, whatever it is that keeps you back from really surrendering, really enjoying your submissive side to the fullest and really living it to the fullest. This file is no sinister brainwashing, mind control or whatever, but is really intended for submissives who, well, want to be able to surrender deeper. Yeah. We will do this by, well, we will free your submissive side by locking it up forever, and then you can tap into this side of you whenever you want, and especially tap into it when you are playing with a deserving and caring Dom. I've built in a safety, so it only works with a Dom who really cares for you, because once you're getting in this completely submissive state, you're getting quite vulnerable, and yeah, I want you to be safe. So, if that's what you want, get yourself really nice and comfortable. Make sure you won't be disturbed for the next, well, at least 1.5 hours. I guess you need a bit of time after that. And, well, make yourself really, really comfortable. Lay back. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Start to relax, calming yourself. Relaxing, letting go. And let's begin. I'd like to talk to you for a little while about the number zero. That's right. Just take a moment, clear away all the distractions in your head, and really think about zero for a little while. It's a very unusual number when you think about it. It's actually unique. Every other number represents something, but zero is all alone, neither positive nor negative. Zero is nothing. It's emptiness made concrete. Just thinking about zero means you're thinking about nothing. But sometimes we need to think about nothing. That's why mathematicians invented zero. Because it's important. It's a balance point that all the other numbers revolve around. Think for a moment about a graph. The lines stretch up and down, left and right, all the way out of sight to infinity. But right there, right in the center, they converge at zero. Right at the center where your eyes are drawn by the crossing lines, all of the positive numbers and all of the negative numbers are drawn down, down, down to zero. A bit like your eyes, really, when you look at the graph, drawn down to zero. Even the number itself is special. It's a perfect circle, a single line looping round and round and round, endlessly circling the blank white emptiness in the middle. No matter how many times you follow the circle around and around and around, you can never get away from that blankness. Zero contains nothing inside it, just like it is nothing itself. That's why so many hypnotists use zero in their hypnotic inductions, because they understand that zero is special. Zero is magical. When a hypnotist wants to hypnotize someone really, really deeply, they count down to zero, knowing that the special qualities of zero will help them hypnotize someone. So they count down 3, 2, 1, 0, and the person becomes entranced because they're thinking about zero and letting it draw their mind into that special white nothing at its heart, looping around and around and lost in the blankness, thinking about zero until the whole mind becomes empty like zero. And when hypnotists count down like that, you know that they're getting closer and closer to zero. And even the anticipation of reaching that special magical number helps to sedate your mind and get you ready for deep trance. Hypnotists know that too. They use a longer countdown sometimes to give you more time to anticipate trance, more time to still your mind as it gets ready to hear the number zero and sink into deep trance. You hear 5, 4, and even before the hypnotist can say it, you already know that the next number will be 3. And you know that inevitably, inexorably, you'll proceed down to 2. And there's a certainty to that fall that descends down to 1. And then, waiting at the very bottom, that blankness that is waiting for your mind, and you've known it all along, you've just been waiting to hear 0. And then you're there, within that emptiness, your mind still and calm and quiet. And as you hear 0, you know that 0 is nothing, and you're thinking about nothing. It's like your mind has become 0, perfect stillness that everything else converges on. All your thoughts are drawn down to 0. All your mind is drawn down to 0. Everything flows down to 0 now, leaving your mind blank and empty and relaxed. And you can only imagine how deeply you'd relax when you hear a full hypnotic countdown. How powerfully that would act to blank out your mind and your will and your thoughts if you spend even longer anticipating that magical mind-emptying 0. You'd hear 10, and as soon as you did, you'd know I was hypnotizing you, and you'd already be thinking about trance as you heard me say 9. Because you know what hearing those numbers does to your mind as you hear me count down and down and down to 8. And you're already anticipating that magical moment when your thoughts just empty out completely. The thoughts tied to the numbers as the numbers descend to 7. So your mind descends too, knowing now that every number takes you closer and closer to trance. So inescapable, so inevitable, because you hear 5, and you know the numbers just keep dropping, going down, and you can't fight it. It's just natural proceed downwards to 4, just as natural as it is to sink into trance, your mind already oriented in that direction, already looking ahead to the soft, placid feeling of deep hypnosis, and you see it approach closer as I say 3, and you already know what number I'm heading to as I count. It's already in your mind as I get closer to it with 2. And because it's in your mind, and because it's such a magical number that empties out all of your thoughts and leaves you helplessly hypnotized and totally blank and empty, thinking about it makes it hard to think about anything else. And although you hear me say 1, you're already stuck helplessly thinking about what I'm going to say next, knowing it's going to make your mind so soft and blank, deeply hypnotized, knowing it's going to feel so good to relax your mind so completely when you hear that magical, hypnotic, powerful 0. And you're so relaxed now, hearing the number 0, because the number 0 is relaxing. Every time you hear 0, you think of nothing, which means that every time you hear 0, nothing is in your mind. Every time you hear 0, your thoughts turn to nothing, thoughts dwindling down to nothing, as they turn to nothing, as you hear 0 again. And every time you try to think, every time your thoughts start to multiply, they multiply by 0. And anything multiplied by 0 is 0. So it's impossible to think when you hear 0. So it's impossible for you to think when I say 0. I say 0, and you just have 0 thoughts. And your mind is empty. And maybe you think it can't get any emptier. But that's a thought right there. So there must be another 0 hidden beneath that 0. So even though I've counted down to 0 before, I can count down to 0 again. And you think even deeper, go even more blank, become even more thoughtless and mindless and empty as I count from 10. And when you hear 10, you realize that it's 1 next to a 0. And even the beginning of the descent anticipates the end, just like you already anticipating the deeper trance to come. 9. And you're picturing the center of the graph, drawing in your eyes and your thoughts. 8. Finding it hard to even think of the numbers I'm counting, because all you can think of is the one I'm counting to. 7. Those last tiny thoughts circling around and around your head, spiraling down to nothing as I count down. 6. So nice to be so still and blank, and even nicer to know that you can go deeper, that you will go deeper as you hear. 5. Thoughts so far away now as you relax into the quiet and listen to my voice. 4. And you can see how close you're starting to get to the next plateau of trance, descending down to a deeper level of hypnosis as you hear me say 3. Mind and body relaxed, and letting my voice fill your empty mind. Two, and the descent never stops, because when you hear me count down to one, you can't help but think of the next number. And we both know that number has a magical power to blank out your mind, the power that you can't resist whenever you hear zero. And you go so still now, so blank and empty, the word zero and the number zero making your thoughts zero. Impossible to have thoughts of your own now, and the magic of zero has blanked your mind out completely, made it totally empty. And as you drift along in deep thoughtless bliss, imagine yourself lying on an air mattress, drifting on a deep mountain lake. Although the sun shines down on you, there's a slight breeze, making the temperature just perfect. As you drift along, free from all responsibilities, you notice that my voice reaches you from below. Your body is totally comfortable and safe and warm, and so you let the focus of your attention slowly drift out of your body and sink into the water. As you begin to drift down, you see the air mattress with your body lying comfortably in the warm sun above you. You drift deeper and deeper, slowly moving further and further away from your body and your conscious mind. As you sink down, the colors start to fade away as the light gets dimmer. You drift down, 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 down into tranquil nothingness as your surroundings grow darker and darker. When you look up, you see the dim silvery light dancing beneath the distortions of the surface. You sink away from your body, down into deep, dark emptiness. The only stimuli you can still perceive beside my voice are the dim grayness above you, which slowly grows darker as you drift down further and further, and the feeling of your steady descent, of sinking down deeper and deeper. The last shimmer of light from the surface fades into black, and you're surrounded by a deep, dark, and silent emptiness. And before you reach the bottom of the lake, I softly stop your descent so you can float weightlessly in this deep, serene darkness as the feeling of sinking fades away. My voice becomes your only stimulus. Nothing else exists, only my voice. And now that you float this deep, this relaxed, only listening to my voice, I'm going to pull a warm, soft, heavy, leaden blanket of relaxation over you, starting with your feet. You might feel me pulling this blanket over your feet. You might already feel your feet feeling a little bit heavier, a little bit more relaxed. Maybe they even tingle a little bit as awareness fades away from your feet, as every muscle in your feet completely relaxes while I pull the blanket over your ankles and up over your lower legs. Every part of your body covered by the blanket feels so warm, so heavy, so deeply relaxed. The blanket is so warm and heavy, feeling so comfortable on your body as I pull the blanket up to your knees. Your lower legs feel so relaxed, so heavy, maybe tingling a little bit as the awareness fades away from them. As I keep pulling the blanket up over your upper legs, more and more of your body covered by this warm, heavy, comfortable blanket, the lead blanket of relaxation. Feels so nice, so comfortable as I pull it up to your waist, your whole legs, your feet, your toes. Feels so heavy, so warm, so deeply relaxed. The awareness fading away as I keep pulling the blanket up over your stomach. It feels so warm and heavy, so comfortable. Makes you feel so safe. And as I pull the blanket up further over your chest, you might find that your breathing is slowly getting deeper, a little bit deeper, a little bit slower, with each and every breath, relaxing you more and more. Feeling so incredibly comfortable as I keep pulling it up to your shoulders, and then spreading it out to cover your arms, covering your upper arms, your lower arms, your hands and fingers. Makes them feel so warm, so heavy, as a soft, heavy leaden blanket of relaxation covers them, makes you feel so incredibly relaxed, so incredibly good, relaxing you more and more as I pull the blanket up to your neck. And now your whole body beneath your neck is covered by the blanket, making your whole body feel so warm, so heavy, and so incredibly relaxed. All the tension fading away, all the awareness of your body fading away, making you feel so relaxed. And now I will count down from 10 to 0 again, and when I reach 0, I will pull the blanket over your head, relaxing your head and your mind, and you know that you're always safe and that you can easily breathe even with the blanket over your head. 10, relaxing more and more, feeling so warm, so heavy, so calm and relaxed, so peaceful. 9, just going deeper and deeper. The deeper you go, the more you relax, the more you relax, the deeper you go. 8, just let yourself fade away, focusing only on my voice, the awareness of your body fading away,
the awareness of your surroundings completely gone, only focusing on my voice more and more. 7, becoming so incredibly relaxed, just letting yourself fall deeper and deeper, relaxing more and more, feeling so good. 6, and you know it's so easy to let yourself fall, to let yourself fall completely, give in and enjoy a deep, wonderful, relaxing trance. 5, just relaxing down more and more. The deeper you go, the better you feel. The better you feel, the deeper you go. As your mind fades away more and more, relaxing completely, feeling so wonderful. 4, and you feel so comfortable, breathing in relaxation with every breath in, and breathing out all residual tension with every breath out, becoming more and more relaxed the more you breathe. 3, almost there, your mind completely fading away, only focused on my voice as you get so incredibly relaxed. 2, just falling deeper and deeper, just letting go, let yourself fall, fall into a deep relaxing trance, feeling so wonderful. 1, you're so incredibly deep, and I pull the blanket over your head, and you can feel your mind just fading away, letting go of all your worries, letting go of all of your thoughts, becoming so blank, going so deep, and 0, so incredibly deep, so relaxed, feeling so good, just listening to my voice, and relaxing deeper and deeper with each and every word I say.
And now that you're so deep in trance, just drifting along and listening only to my voice, let's talk a little bit about your perfect submissive self. That's right, your perfect submissive you, who can easily let go, fall into deep submissive bliss, falling into deep subspace, being able to completely surrender without a worry, without any doubt, without any overthinking, just able to give yourself, oh yes, free of all ego that is holding you back, free of all the worries that are holding you back, free of all the doubts that are holding you back, that taint your submissive experience, or maybe even keep you completely from it. That's where you want to go, and that's where I'm going to help you. Now, imagine yourself standing in front of a large mirror. Look at your reflection, knowing it's not just your reflection, it's going to become the reflection of your perfect submissive side. Oh yes, look at it. See it sinking down on its knees. The reflection is kneeling in front of you. See the blissful look on the face of your reflection. See it lost deep in subspace, completely surrendering the way you always wanted to do it. But something always held you back. But your reflection is your perfect submissive self. It is free of all this overthinking, free of all the problems with your ego, free of all the worries and doubts. It just enjoys the submissive bliss. Look closely at it.
Look closely at your own face, lost in the submissive bliss. Your eyes closed, but there's a big smile on your face, a big blissed out smile. You realize that your submissive self completely surrendered, and you can recognize the deep blissful joy in your face. That's right. Now, imagine how your submissive self feels, free of all those worries, just giving yourself completely, absolutely, totally, a pure and beautiful submissive state of mind. It has let go of all the other thoughts, all the worries, even of your will, your ego that is telling you you can't enjoy this blissful subspace. It is completely free. Can you imagine how wonderful it would feel? How wonderful it will feel when you really surrender like this? Really let go of all doubts, all worries, and just enjoy this submissive bliss. Enjoy surrendering. Enjoy giving yourself to someone, devoting yourself to someone, and being loved back, being held in return. That's right, being with someone who values your submission. Just imagine this perfect symbiotic DS relationship. How wonderful it would make you feel once you would be able to let go of everything and really give yourself completely, totally, without any limit, without any worry, without any doubt, just completely surrendering to a deserving dominant in a wonderful symbiotic relationship, completely letting go of everything. That's right. And you know, your reflection is right there, right now. Now, look at your reflection more closely. See your reflection looking up at you, staring into your eyes intensely. Just for a moment, you feel sadness. Yeah, your reflection sad that you're not able to feel this way right yet. And then you blink, and suddenly you're looking up at yourself. You have become your reflection. You're looking up at yourself standing there, and you feel sad that you can't experience it. But at the same time, you are experiencing it. You feel this happy, blissful submission running through your body. The pleasure and lust running through your body. You're free. You're finally completely, absolutely free. Losing yourself completely in the submissive bliss. Deep in the subspace. And it feels so amazing. It's so wonderful. It seems as everything else is fading away. The world around you completely fades away. Everything, even time, is gone. You're completely lost in this amazing, blissful, submissive state. And you're listening to my voice, knowing that at the moment, you focus all the submission to me. Knowing I'm here for you, knowing I take good care of you, I keep you safe, I appreciate, I value your submission, and you enjoy giving yourself to me. Now imagine that you, still as your reflection, are kneeling in front of me. I step close to you, and you grab hold of my leg, pulling yourself to me. I put one hand on your shoulder your neck, one hand on your head, scratching your head, holding you, keeping you safe. You feel so protected, so taken care of, losing yourself more and more in this blissful, mindless, submissive state. Oh yes, time is losing its grip on you. You're just drifting in this state. Wonderful, amazing, submissive bliss. It feels so amazing, so perfect in this timeless state. There's just one grain of salt in the whole thing. You know that once you're back, there will be your ego, there will be your pride, there will be your overthinking in the way of this. But you just enjoy this state right now. And then I speak to you, my little toy. I can help you. I grab your hand and pull you up so you're standing with me. And then I lead you on your hand to a big, comfortable couch. And I'm sitting down on it. And you want to kneel in front of me, put your head on my lap, being scratched more. But I pull you up on the couch with me, placing you on my lap, with your back against my chest, wrapping my arms around you, then holding one hand to your forehead while talking gently to you. My wonderful little toy, I will help you. Now, sleep, and let's go to a journey into your mind. And you feel yourself getting tired. Yes, your body is becoming warm and heavy and tired, relaxing into me. You feel so safe on my lap, knowing I'm here for you, knowing I protect you, I take care of you, feeling so safe, so wonderful, drifting away further and further, listening only to my voice while going deeper and deeper into sleep, just fading away, drifting deeper, relaxing more. That's right. And then I tell you that you're standing atop a huge, elaborate staircase with 10 steps in front of you and a door at the bottom leading you into the core of your mind. And I want you to walk down with me. And while you walk down, you relax even further into trance, going deeper into your own mind, into the core of your own being. And you go down 10 steps, relaxing deeper with each and every step you take, walking it down with me. I'm there with you, holding your hand, taking care of you. And you're ready to ascend another step, now to the 9th step, relaxing further with each step down, losing awareness of your body. 8, while all your thoughts turn inward, more and more, focus completely inside yourself, entering the core of your mind. 7, going deeper, focusing completely on going into the core of your mind with me, knowing I'm there. 6, protecting you, taking care of you. When you fall deeper and deeper into trance with every step. 5, and knowing I'm there, taking care of your body back on the couch, that you're completely safe. 4, that I will take good care of you, and that I will help you to enjoy this blissful, mindless state in a safe way. 3, and you're almost there. You're approaching the door. You see it in front of you. Two, almost there. One, and you're walking up to the door. And with the next number, you will open the door and pass into your inner mind, into the core of your being, into the innermost you. Zero, sleep. Go inside the core of your mind with me. I'm still there holding your hand. You're so deep, so relaxed, just drifting away more and more. Your body is so comfortable. In my arms, back on the couch, you completely forget it. And I'm here with you, still holding your hand. Now, I look at you, let go of your hand, looking deeply into your eyes, without saying a word, and you can feel your knees growing weak, how you slowly start to sink down, your knees just giving in, and you sink down and kneel in front of me, and immediately you grab hold of my leg, wrap your arms around me, hold on to me, and feel my hand running through your hair, my other hand holding your shoulder, my voice talking to you. I'm here for you, don't worry, I take good care of you. Oh yes, just enjoy, let go. And you just let yourself fall even deeper into the submissive bliss. Just enjoying being held, being taken care of. Surrendering completely. Giving yourself completely. Enjoying it completely, free of all other thoughts. Just surrendering. Devoting yourself. Submitting yourself. That's right. And then, after a long, infinite, timeless moment, I let go of you, and you let go of my leg and look up at me. I come down while you still kneel, sit down in front of you, cross-legged. I take something out of my pocket. It seems to be a ring, and as I hold it in front of you, it suddenly grows bigger and bigger, until it has the size of a suspension ring. And if you ever have been suspended or have been tied, just adds amazing feeling of rope space to this experience. The calmness of the mind, the blissful, relaxed state, free of worries, lets this feeling add to the feelings you feel right now. Let them mingle, make you feel even better. Yes. And I ask you, do you want my gift, my little toy? You look at me. You don't know what it will be, what's the gift, but you feel inside yourself and you realize you trust me. Completely, you're completely free of any doubts or worries, so you nod. I smile at you, warm smile, and tell you, you know what you are, don't you? You are the perfect submissive part of yourself. You look at me and nod again, not sure if you understand. I take the ring and throw it up into the air, and as it flies, it's starting to grow bigger and bigger and bigger, and then it starts to twist and warp and wrap around you. You're still on your knees, and you see it everywhere around you. It's folding itself
into a cage in which you can comfortably stay in your kneeling position. And you look at the cage, it's folded from one ring, it's all one piece. You look around, it's free of seams, free of welds, it's one piece around you. I smile at you. Now, your submissive part will from now on forever be in this cage, being safe, being held, being captive. And you suddenly feel all the feelings you already felt intensifying. It's like the cage is filled with deep, intense, heavy, submissive bliss. Pure subspace is flowing in this cage. I smile at you. This is a magical cage. You will always stay in this deep subspace. Your submissive part, that is. You will always be trapped in this submissive state. Enjoy the subspace bliss, feeling good. And I look at you, take my hand, hold it as if I want to blow you a kiss, and you feel the energy flowing through the cage, flowing along the single piece of steel, the ring folded into this cage, flowing along them and then into you. Pleasure, lust, arousal flooding your body. It feels so amazing. It feels so good. Everything else is lost. You barely remember anything outside this cage. It's as if this cage is isolating you from everything. And all the memories are fading away. You just are in submissive heaven. You enjoy this blissful experience, losing yourself in it. It's so good, it feels so amazing. And then you feel my hand scratching your head again, reaching through the cage to pet you, and it feels even better. You completely lose yourself in the submissive pleasure, completely free of anything. It feels so amazing, it feels so wonderful, it feels so perfect. You just enjoy this day, just lose yourself completely, and you don't know how much time you spend this way, but it feels so good. But at some point, a hand reaching through the cage strokes your cheek, and I'm telling you it's time, and you don't really understand what's going on. Go? Go where? You finally found your place, your home, your destiny. But then you feel a tug on your awareness. And suddenly, you realize your old you, your real you, standing outside of the cage, looking at you. And with your next blink, you're back outside the cage, still lost in this dreamy feeling, still feeling amazing, still feeling the submissive bliss, still feeling wonderful. And I stand up, take your hand, and explain to you, now, this is your submissive part, locked in this cage forever now. It's a magic cage. Your submissive side will always feel the blissful subspace, the pleasure, the arousal, the feeling of being taken care of, being kept safe. Being loved, being appreciated,
all the pleasure, and you can access it whenever you want. You can just spend a few moments, let your mind wander and focus on the part of you that is encaged forever, deep in your mind, and you will feel it. You will feel all those emotions, all those feelings flowing into you. It's a submissive bliss, the subspace, the joy, the arousal, the pleasure. Everything will come to you. All you have to do is close your eyes and focus on it. Focus on the submissive part of you locked in its cage. Oh yes. And the more you train to do it, the easier it will become to access this part of you, to access this joy, to access this bliss, to access this pleasure. Yes. And maybe when you do, you just want to go on your knees or do something else, doing something you personally associate with your submissive surrendering. Yes, it will make it easier if you have some kind of ritual. But sooner or later you will learn to access this part of you anytime you want. Anytime you want a short vacation, you want to enjoy your submissive side, you can access this part of you. You can feel for the cage in your mind, and you will feel these emotions, these feelings, these desires flooding your mind, the pleasure, the submissive bliss, everything flooding your mind, letting you enjoy the feeling this part of you is enjoying all of the time, forever trapped in this cage, safe, protected. This cage is filled with eternal subspace, the eternal submissive bliss, the eternal pleasure, the eternal happiness. And you can access it anytime you want by just concentrating on it. Yes. Now, before we leave the core of your mind, there's one more thing I want you to do. And it's probably not easy for you, but I'm here with you, you're safe. So, I want you to kneel down in front of the cage. Look at yourself. Look at your submissive you. Look it deep in the eyes. See the bliss on its face. See the joy, the pleasure. Now I want you to grab through the cage and take the hands of your reflection. Take the hands of the submissive part of you. Take the hands. Look into the eyes of your submissive part. And say, I accept you. Say it again. I accept you. One more time. I accept you. Feel the love flowing from your submissive part to you. Looping back, knowing it's a part of you, knowing it was always a part of you, knowing it will always be a part of you, and especially knowing it's okay, it's fine, it's wonderful you have this part, it's wonderful you can access the joy it can give you. Yes, make peace with this part of you. Learn to love it. Feel the love it gives you. Feel the love you give back. That's right. Become one. Yet stay separated. Now, let go. Take my hand as I lead you out of the door and up the stairs. And suddenly, you open your eyes, you're back on the couch with me, still in my arms, safe, protected, I gently stroke your head, holding you, still sitting in my lap, leaning against my chest. I gently rock you, calmly talk to you, and you feel the change that has happened, the change that has happened to you, knowing you've made peace with your submissive part, knowing you empowered it, and knowing it can empower you, can give you strength when you need it, and it can also give you a peek of the pleasure, of the joy, of the submissive bliss whenever you want it. Now as you slowly reorient yourself in the room, I let go of you and you stand up, standing in front of the couch. You are not at the core of your submissive side anymore, but I look at you and you feel your knees going weak again, and you feel the connection to your submissive side locked in this cage deep in your mind, and you feel the strength, you feel the confidence, you feel the rightness. You sink on your knees, free of all worries and doubts and sorrow. Put your head on my lap while I scratch your head, your back, telling you how good you are, how wonderful, enjoying this state completely free. And you realize you're free, free of all the worries and doubts, all the overthinking, everything that held you back. You just enjoy the submissive gesture, letting the submissive bliss flow through you freely, the pleasure, the joy. It feels so amazing, knowing you can draw on your submissive part so easily, knowing you can give yourself completely now, so deeply now, being free of all those things. It feels so good. And while I keep patting your head, I tell you, there's one more thing you have to know, because from now on, you have the ability to give this submission to any deserving dom. That's right, to any deserving dom, someone who plays in a symbiotic style, who wants you to grow, who respects you, who loves with you, not at you, who appreciates your submission, and who appreciates you, who is able to communicate openly with you, who really is talking with you, is interested in how you feel, someone who is able to take responsibility for their actions and the outcomes of their actions, someone who has boundaries and accepts your boundaries unless you both agreed on pushing them, someone who wants to see you grow outside the play, a real good and deserving dom. And whenever you are in the hands of such a dom who fulfills all those criteria, who is good for you and wants you to grow, your subconscious mind will allow you to draw on the power on your submissive side, locked in a cage deep in your mind. You can surrender yourself completely. You can let go of your will for a little while. You can let go of all worries, doubts, sorrows, and being completely free, being completely submissive, completely and totally surrendering yourself, completely and totally giving yourself to them. And as your subconscious mind is in control of this, and as your subconscious mind will know much more about someone than you could ever know, it will always decide if the person you're playing with is worthy of your complete and total submission. And if they are, you can give yourself to them completely, totally, fully, Give all of yourself to them. Completely surrender. Completely submit. And completely devote yourself. That's right. But your subconscious will keep you safe. So it will only happen if the person you're playing with is deserving of this gift. Because anyone you give this gift has great power over you. And if someone is not responsible, there's a good chance they can really hurt or damage you. So your subconscious mind will always, always keep you safe and always be careful. Now, I keep scratching your head while you kneel in front of me, your head on my lap, and I tell you it's almost time, time to go again. But I want you to enjoy this feeling a little bit longer while I scratch your head, while you're just so happy, so blissed out. The smile on your face is so beautiful to watch. Yes, you're completely lost in this blissful, happy state, feeling so good, so amazing, so wonderful. And then I let go of your shoulder and snap, and suddenly you find yourself standing in front of the mirror again, looking at your reflection. But it's not your submissive side anymore. Knowing you have made peace with this side, and it's forever encaged deep into your mind, in eternal bliss, eternal subspace, in eternal pleasure. That's right, and you can always tap in on it. Try again. Focus on the cage. Focus on yourself in the cage, this part of you in the cage. And feel the blissful subspace, the pleasure, the joy, the arousal flooding you. Close your eyes and enjoy. Feel it flooding your entire body. The blissful subspace, enjoyment, the pleasure, everything. And as you slowly open your eyes, the first thing you realize is the wide, dreamy smile in your face. The happy, blissed out smile. And then you realize you're on your knees. You let yourself sink on your knees while you enjoy this blissful, arousing state of mind. And now it's almost time. Time to get you back out of this state. Time to get you back to reality. Knowing you can tap into this submissive part of you, into these blissful feelings anytime you want, and knowing when you have someone deserving, a deserving dom, that you can give yourself to them completely, totally, absolutely. And from now on you will be free of worry, free of doubts, free of thinking about your ego, free of overthinking, all the things that held you back, to enjoy complete, total, and absolute submissive bliss. Yes. Now, I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake. 0, go a little bit deeper. Let all the suggestions sink deeper into your mind. Now imagine all the suggestions I gave you flowing together and turning into a seed. See the seed, look at it, and I plant it into your mind, deep into your mind. Look at it, sitting there, planted in your mind, and then speed up the time and see it sprouting, starting to grow, growing bigger into a small plant, growing more and more, becoming bigger and bigger as you speed up the time, growing into a huge, majestic tree, deeply and firmly rooted in your mind. all the suggestions becoming a permanent part of your mind. Look at the tree, how big it is, how majestic it looks, how wonderful it looks. Look at its roots, firmly planted in your mind. And see somewhere very deep in your mind, yourself, your submissive self, trapped in a cage, locked in a cage, locked in happy, blissful subspace forever, eternal subspace, eternal joy, eternal pleasure, eternal arousal. How wonderful it is, how blissful your submissive self is, how fulfilled. One, you're slowly, slowly coming back. I know you want to stay in this blissful state for a little bit longer, but it's time to come back. Two, becoming more and more awake, coming back more and more, still feeling the submissive bliss. You can take it with you out of the trance if you want, or you can tap into yourself, into your submissive self, and feel it anew. Three, returning more and more, coming back, becoming more and more awake. And four, becoming more alert, completely drifting back to the surface, becoming aware of your body, of your surroundings, of everything. And five, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware, coming back more and more, feeling wonderful, feeling amazing. And six, your blood pressure, your pulse, your breathing frequency, everything returns to normal. Your muscles build up tension again. And seven, you're coming out more and more. That's right. Move your fingers for me. Move your toes. Coming back more and more. And eight, you're almost completely awake, feeling so good, so amazing. And nine, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful feeling for a little bit longer, and with the next number you open your eyes feeling completely awake, alert, aware. Yeah, stretch yourself, enjoy it. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware, refreshed, feeling wonderful, feeling amazing. Thank you for listening. I really hope you enjoyed this journey, and I would really appreciate feedback on this file. You can contact me via my site or put a comment under the file. I would really appreciate it. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed. Have a wonderful day. And maybe you want to try tapping into your new submissive side. Just focus your mind back on the cage, on your submissive side in the cage. And let the feeling flood your body and make you feel really good. Goodbye.